This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, so you're here because, like, let's be real. Wedding photography, it can be a total freaking minefield. You want someone who can, like, capture the magic, you know.
Yeah.
Not just churn out some, like, generic posed crap.
Right.
And this Engaged AF magazine article, it's about to, like, drop some serious truth bombs about what it really takes to be a badass wedding photographer.
It is pretty fascinating, actually. It goes way beyond the surface. It's not just about technical skills. It's about, like, the mental fortitude and adaptability of these photographers.
Oh, my God. Seriously. Like, forget that 9-to-5 bullshit. This article is straight up calling out the insane hours.
Yeah.
Like, 12, 14-hour days, back-to-back weddings, constant travel.
Yeah.
You got to be a little bit crazy to, like, thrive in this world.
The article calls it a relentless grind, and they're not exaggerating. Imagine shooting 3 weddings in a row and trying to maintain that creative spark and energy after that kind of marathon. It's a dedication.
Okay, but here's where it gets really interesting. This isn't just about snapping pretty pictures. This article dives deep into, like, the human element, connecting with guests, remembering names, understanding the flow of the damn day. That's some next level shit.
Exactly. That's what separates the good from the great. The best wedding photographers are like ninjas. They, like, blend in, become part of the inner circle, build trust. It's about capturing those real raw moments that only happen when people feel comfortable.
Right. You want someone who's, like, in the trenches with you, not just some robot with a fancy camera.
Totally.
And speaking of connecting with guests, this article talks about the name game. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, it is no joke.
Yeah.
Learning hundreds of names, remembering who's who,
yeah.
That takes serious effort.
It might seem like a small detail, but it has a huge impact.
Yeah.
When a photographer remembers your name, it makes you feel seen, like you're part of the story, not just another face in the crowd.
Right.
It elevates the whole experience.
Totally. But let's be honest. Weddings can be a shit show.
Oh.
You've got family drama, last minute meltdowns, Uncle Bob getting wasted. The article talks about the importance of handling the unexpected with grace and a whole lot of tequila. Just kidding. Scratch the tequila.
Right.
But seriously, you need a photographer who can roll with the punches.
Absolutely. And that goes beyond just dealing with difficult guests. It's about anticipating problems before they arise, having a plan B, and keeping everyone calm when things inevitably go sideways.
Think of it like this. Your wedding photographer is like your personal ninja warrior, ready to tackle any obstacle that comes their way. They're part artist, part therapist, part goddamn superhero.
That's a great analogy. They need that creative vision, that emotional intelligence, and that ability to think on their feet. It's a demanding job, no doubt about it. And that hustle, that I've got this attitude, that's what sets the true professionals apart. You know, the article highlights how it's not just about taking pretty pictures. It's about having that stamina, the problem-solving skills, and the dedication to, like, make magic happen,
yeah.
Even when you're running on fumes at a prayer.
Preach. It's like you can have all the technical skills in the world, but if you can't handle the pressure, the chaos, the inevitable wedding day curveballs,
right.
You're going to crash and burn. This article does not sugarcoat that shit.
No, it doesn't. And it shouldn't. It's a reality check for anyone thinking this is like a glamorous, easy gig.
Right.
The article talks about photographers pushing through exhaustion, dealing with difficult personalities, and constantly adapting to unexpected situations.
You've got a bridezilla breathing down your neck, a drunk uncle trying to photobomb every shot, and the wedding cake just took a nosedive onto the dance floor.
Oh, my God.
You got to be able to, like, laugh it off, problem solve on the fly, and
yeah.
Still capture those magical moments.
That's where the emotional intelligence comes in.
Right.
A great photographer is like a wedding whisperer, sensing the vibe, anticipating needs, and knowing how to keep things flowing smoothly.
Yeah.
They're not just a vendor. They're a trusted confidant, a calming presence amidst the storm.
And let's talk about attention to detail. This article doesn't just mean noticing the perfect light or getting that killer composition.
Right.
It's about being present, engaged, and picking up on those subtle cues that most people miss.
Exactly. It's knowing when to blend in, when to step up, when to capture that stolen glance between the couple that speaks volumes.
Yes.
And yes, it also means staying the hell off your phone. Nothing screams amateur like a photographer glued to their screen while the magic is happening right in front of them.
Ugh, my biggest pet peeve. Like, dude, put the phone down and be present. You're capturing a once-in-a-lifetime event, not posting selfies on Instagram.
Exactly.
This article nails it. The best photographers are the ones who are fully invested in the moment, the story, the emotion of the day.
And they're not afraid to hustle. The article talks about skipping breaks, working long hours, going above and beyond to get that perfect shot.
Right.
It's a labor of love, fueled by passion and a deep commitment to the craft.
It's not about clocking in and clocking out. It's about pouring your heart and soul into every wedding. And you know what? That dedication shines through in the final product. You can tell when a photographer genuinely cares, when they've gone the extra mile to capture those authentic, heartfelt moments.
Absolutely. It's the difference between a collection of pretty pictures and a story that unfolds through images. The best photographers understand that they're not just capturing an event, they're creating a legacy, a visual tapestry of memories that will be treasured for generations.
And that's what makes this whole discussion so damn important. If you're planning a wedding, don't just get blinded by the flashy portfolios and the Instagram filters. Look beyond the surface. Read this article.
Right.
Understand the dedication, the hustle, the emotional intelligence that goes into being a truly kick-ass wedding photographer.
Because at the end of the day, you're not just hiring someone to take pictures.
Right.
You're entrusting them with capturing the essence of your love story.
Mm.
And that's a responsibility that should be taken seriously.
So you want to find that perfect photographer, someone who's not just skilled, but also passionate, dedicated, and maybe a little bit crazy in the best way possible.
Then you need to dig deeper.
Yes.
Ask the tough questions.
Right.
Find out what drives them, what inspires them, how they handle pressure.
Don't be afraid to get a little personal to see if their vibe matches yours. Because when you find that right photographer, it's like finding a soulmate for your wedding day. Someone who gets you, supports you, and captures the magic in a way that's uniquely yours.
And that kind of brings us to like a really thought-provoking point the article makes, which is like the rise of AI in wedding photography that's already like happening, and it makes you wonder, like, where is this all going?
Yeah, like robot photographers taking over the world.
Right.
Sounds like it's some Black Mirror shit.
Right.
But seriously, it like does make you think about what we really value in wedding photography. Is it just about getting like technically perfect images, or is there something like more to it?
That's the million-dollar question, right? Can AI capture those candid moments of laughter, those tears of joy, those stolen glances that speak volumes about a couple's connection? Or will it just churn out a bunch of like generic, emotionless snapshots?
Yeah, it's like, can a robot really understand the energy of a wedding?
Yeah.
Like the love, the chaos, the little details that make each one unique? I'm not so sure.
And that's why the human element is like more important than ever. As technology advances, the things that make us human, our empathy, our creativity, our ability to connect on an emotional level, those become even more valuable.
So what does this all mean for you, dear listener? Like, if you're planning a wedding, don't just get seduced by the fancy algorithms and the AI-powered filters. Look for a photographer who brings something more to the table, someone who understands your vision.
Yes.
Who can capture the essence of your love story in a way that's authentic and meaningful.
Because at the end of the day, your wedding photos are more than just images. They're a time capsule of emotions, a tangible reminder of the love, the joy, the crazy, beautiful chaos of that one unforgettable day. And that's something that, at least for now, only a human photographer can truly capture.
And on that note, we're out of here. Go forth, find your perfect photographer, and remember, it's your damn wedding, so do it your way.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.